You are listening to 10 Wrestling's 2300 Wrestling Podcast. Follow us on Facebook at 10 Wrestling Pro Wrestling Discussions, on Twitter at 2300 Wrestling P1, and catch new episodes of the 2300 Wrestling Podcast on Anchor FM, Spotify, and other leading platforms.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dave Keener from the 2300 Wrestling Podcast. And throughout the 2021 season, Season 2, we've had many, many great guests. And we'd like to say thank you to Dennis Reaper and Chio from Breakfast and Body Slams. We'd also like to say thank you to Johnny Moran and Friends, Tornado Tag, and Mike the Geek. Thank you all. And we hope you have a great 2022 season. Season 3, here we go. And we'll see you in the ring.
Welcome, everybody, to the 2300 Wrestling Podcast. I am your host, DB Richards, alongside my sweetie referee, Dave Keener.
Hey, Dave, what's going on, buddy? Oh, you're drinking a Coke?
I'm drinking a Coke because you forgot the sweet tea.
But, you and the sweet tea.
I mean, it works. I can't be Coke, Dave. You know, that would sound like I'm a druggie.
But it's not my fault that Wawa doesn't have any sweet tea. They don't have any iced tea. They don't have anything.
I know, Wawa's been running out. I mean, so...
It's my first day here, and it's already false advertising.
I know. The hell, man? But you're so you can't call me sweet tea because there's no sweet tea here.
But you are sweet tea.
But how? There's no sweet tea here.
But you're my sweet...
You know what? You know what? Hang on. I know how to resolve this.
Hold on. Okay. We're in season 3.
We are in season 3.
Season 3.
And tonight is our season premiere. And we have an ECW legend, original, Ring of Honor, tag team champion.
WWE.
ECW. Man, that's been up and down the road, all over the place. Ladies and gentlemen.
Hold up. You're missing something.
What else are we missing?
Missing another thing that's going around.
What?
He was in our car driving.
He was in our car going to Hamburg in July.
Yeah, we had a nice road trip.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello.
Wait, you're missing something else again.
What am I missing?
You forgot to introduce Mike over there.
Oh, say hello to Mike over there.
Hi, Mike.
That's Mike over there. That's his name.
He's not as important as the guest.
No, you know what? He's not Mike the Geek, okay? He's Mike over there.
You know I'm ribbing you the whole time.
Right.
So who is
that? That's what we're going to call him. We're
going
to call him Mike over there.
Who did we
get? He's already talking and telling us both to shut the fuck up. I swear. We have one of the many Baldies from ECW, Mr. Tony DeVito.
Hello, Tony. How are you doing, buddy?
What's up, Dave, and Mike?
Yeah.
What's going on, boy?
But he's going to be a Dave now. It's going to be Dave, Mike.
Wearing the name
tag. Can we just be Dave, Dave, and Dave?
Yeah, Dave.
Is that like Ed, and Eddie?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Or what was that one from Newhart Show?
Bob Newhart?
Yeah. That was a few years before I was born.
Oh,
I mean, okay. He's young.
Didn't they have like the same name?
Oh, I don't know. I know Ed, and Eddie. Bob.
Just to clarify the Baldy confusion too. There's two originals, and that's me and Angel. Everyone else is revolving. Just get that straight.
Oh my gosh, already this is fun picking on Dave over here.
Oh come on, he did it when we were here in Philly with him.
Well, this picking about 1 o'clock like in the morning. On a Dave.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially a Keener.
Especially a Keener, exactly.
So you were up here. We introduced you to Scrapple, and you said that was the piece of shit.
Yeah, the Scrapple.
Literally
nothing. Yeah, it was nothing to write home about. I mean, that diner did suck though.
Oh, that diner was fucking horrible.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah, it was.
What are you gonna do?
I drive by it and I'm with my customers in my Uber and I'm like,
no.
That diner right there sucks. Don't go there.
It sucks. You know what made it a little bit better? I mean, just a little bit better. But Keener paid, and that was great.
It's about time Keener paid. He still owes me for the rides all the way to the shows.
I feed you every single time. Every single time you're here, there's always a buffet upstairs.
But that's me coming over. You want me to come over. That's
Wait a minute. Isn't the buffet right down here usually? Not up there. Exactly. Right down here.
Down where?
Down here.
Down here. Exactly.
So let's start off a little bit. Let's go back in your background check.
Going back in time?
Back in time.
We're going to go back in time.
Some wrestling fans out there are new and they don't know legends and people that are paid wage for half of these guys they like now, like yourself and
Angel.
CeeLo, Angel, and all you guys, you know what I mean?
Carino,
yes. But half of these people out there are like, who? But we all know.
Like, we get these people on and they're like, who?
Who? Who's that? I get my old co-host goes, when are you going to get somebody big on? I was like, what? Dude.
When you pay for it.
You don't see the list of people we're getting on the show? He's an ECW original. Come on.
ECW original had some great matches in the WWF, did some fantastic stuff. And I'm going to point out, I'm going to say one of the people that paved the way for the indies that you see today.
Him and Loke, yeah.
Well, definitely for Ring of Honor, you know. I mean, we were there from the beginning. Well, I was there like second show in. Loke was there in the beginning. But yeah, I mean, we're one of the guys that, you know, help teach these young kids, you know, how to work the proper way. And we got to work with all these young guys and teach them things. It was awesome. You know, we definitely helped pave that way. We helped build Ring of Honor. And it's pretty cool that, well, it's kind of still going on, I guess. I don't know.
Wait. I hate to interrupt, okay?
Yeah.
But breaking news, Loke wants me to ask you a question.
Loke wants me to ask him a question.
Loke wants me to ask you if you are sad that he is much taller than you.
Hold on. We're having technical difficulties. I couldn't hear you.
Loke wants me to ask you, and this is him asking, he wants me to ask you if you are sad that he is much taller than you.
Oh, well, we have a promo pic, and I'm clearly taller than him in the picture, so, I mean, that's just all there is to it. That proves the point right there. I mean, you can watch any video, you can see that I'm at least a foot taller than that guy. He's a midget. He's a fucking midget.
Gosh.
Wait, I have the picture.
Oh, you have a picture.
I think we still have that picture.
We have that picture? We have
I cannot picture. Wait you for gave, all of our listeners to see that picture.
Here it is.
Yeah, I'm clearly taller than him.
Here it is. Trying to figure this out. Turn it.
Well, you better figure it out quick.
It looks like you guys are both same size.
No, I don't know.
Listen,
I mean,
that's because he didn't shave his head that day. He let his hair grow out.
Wait, yeah.
AC Luke's eyes are a little bit taller than your eyes.
And I mean,
yeah, and you know why he'd be taller? Because he's fatter than I am. See, so his feet are fatter, so it adds height.
See, I'm going with Tony on this one because it's not that HC Loke, his eyes are, Tony's looking down. That's he's got right. his looking head tilted down. He's looking, he's in the forefront. I got Thank Tony you. On that, on this one at
Thank
least.
You. Thank you. I'm looking down on him. I can see the top of his bald head.
Do I have more? I think I do have more. Wait a minute.
You got to see
I'm
this.
I'm the giant Carnage crew.
It's just kind of creepy. He's got a whole room dedicated to pictures of you.
No, we brought them in for him.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, though. The height really doesn't matter because when you're the Shawn Michaels of two different teams, it's hard work carrying your tag team partners, you know? Very hard work. That's why my back's out all the time.
So he's the Marty Jannetty. I get it.
Well, him and Angel. They're both Marty. Yeah.
Marty Jannetty.
Yeah. Wow. And listen, Marty's great in his own right.
Oh, yeah.
Just not as good as Shawn.
Marty loves going through windows at a barbershop.
He loves the Atlanta Falcons because he wears the same gear every con.
He's always escaping through windows.
I mean, it all depends on what she looks like.
And you kill one person and then retract.
Okay, let's move on from the breaking news from AC Loke's questions.
Bullshit questions.
Oh, the bull question. The worst question in the world. Come on, AC. Yeah.
I'm clearly taller.
See, Tony's like, look, I'm a season premiere. You were like in the season somewhere.
Yeah, he was just in the shuffle. I'm the premiere.
Yes, you're the premiere. The premiere.
That's why I said I'm the Shawn.
The premiere, Tony DeVito. I like that.
Damn, where's Angel? Has Angel even been on your podcast?
No, not yet.
No, I can't get a hold of him.
Yeah, he did.
Exactly.
He likes. You know,
I want to try to get a hold of him. But then here's my other question with all that. Like, I look up the Baldies and I see that PN News was in the Baldies.
Yeah.
Sure was.
Was he? Yeah. Well, I don't remember.
Wow. So the original Baldies, the way back to the very formation, it was me, Angel, PN News, Vito LaGrasso, and Rod Price.
Rod Price. Wow.
We're the original people that's how they started it out. And then Rod was soon gone, and then Vito and PN News were gone, and then it was me and Angel.
Speaking of Vito, that show, May 7th for ISPW up in New York. Is it New York? It's in the area. So you guys, you and Loke are in the...
Hold on. You can't confuse New York. Just because you guys are from Philly and Delaware, and you can't confuse New York and New Jersey. It's two fucking different states. What do you mean, whatever?
Dude, New Jersey's horrible.
It smells over there.
There's a reason I moved out of Jersey to Philly. You know exactly. It's got to be bad if you move into Philly from Jersey.
Yeah, it's got to be
Don't get me wrong. I lived in the Wildwood area, and I swear to God, it was successful, but I worked there. So,
all right, continue.
So May the 7th, I see that ISPW, Tommy Fierro, you guys are going to be up there in a four-way tag match.
Yeah, we're doing a demolition cup. So the winner gets the cup handed to him by demolition. So I'm pretty sure we're going to be on top of that one.
That should be pretty cool. I also said that Vito is going to be on that show as well.
Yeah, he's going to be on that show. Yeah,
Marty Jannetty of the group?
Yeah, it's him. It's supposed to be him and Guido.
That's right.
So that should be a pretty fun show.
That'll be fun.
That show's shaping up to look really good. I mean, the convention beforehand and the show itself, but the convention's got so many names on it, man.
I saw Ventura is going to be there.
Yeah. I've never met Jesse the Body, man.
Wow.
I would like to meet him. He'll be fun to meet.
Yeah.
Well, I know I can meet him. I don't know about you guys, but I know I will.
Yeah, I mean, I know the guy, Tommy Fierro, who's the guy who runs ISPW. Good guy. He did NWA New Jersey back, way back, ran Wildwood on the beach with Gino Moore. I don't know if a lot of people know who Gino Moore
is. Oh, I remember those shows.
Right.
Okay. The shows on the beach when they would run them back in the day.
He used Reckless Youth. Reckless Youth, Ace Darling, Crowbar, but he was...
Devin Storm.
Devin Storm.
It's in Twiggy Ramirez, I think, used to come out.
Twiggy Ramirez, Madonna. Yeah.
Don Montoya.
Sharp Dressed Man, Cujo. Yeah, I remember those shows. I was there.
Surf Ray Odyssey. Bunch of guys, man.
Chad Austin.
I remember watching Gino try to run across the beach to set stuff up. Those were hot shows.
He got that van on that beach, and I don't know how he got it off the beach.
Okay, this is about Tony, not about these guys.
That's right.
Fuck them. Like, they don't come on the podcast. Guys. Come on.
No.
They're not the season premiere.
That's right. I'm the premiere, damn it.
Yeah, you're the premiere.
So my question about asking Tony what he thought of Reckless, you hit it out the window now. Because I was going to interview him all about pre-2005 indie wrestling. So those questions are out the window.
No. We can bring them in.
I'm just joking.
We can talk about Reckless.
We can talk about Reckless.
Reckless.
I was just messing anyway.
Doesn't know if he wants to do a podcast interview.
I think he's so far removed from the business at this point. The problem,
but he has so history, and we know him still.
Yeah, doing the podcasts are pretty fun. I think if he did one, he might feel a little different about it. But maybe it's just not. You know, you got to kind of talk him into it. I guess you know.
I've been trying to talk to Reckless for like 6 months now to do that, and
we are
just,
too.
Well, listen,
it was just brought up that you guys can't have anybody big on, so I guess you can't have Reckless.
That's what it is. We can't get bigger names like Tony,
and I mean like Jay White said, fuck him.
The Jay White thing. Jay White is the coolest dude right now. I had the old podcast partner. He always said F Jay White, so I got Jay White to send a message to him, and he got so offended by it.
Yeah, fuck him.
If Jay White or somebody like that said that to me, it's fucking awesome. That's great.
Tony already said that to you. Fuck Dave Keener.
He's fucking Keener.
About time he pays for food.
Swanee did the same thing when we saw him. Like, that's what they all say.
Everybody likes Keener. Mike.
See?
Everybody likes Mike.
Oh, yeah, we all love Mike. Yeah. We all love Crockpot.
We hate...
Do you know the story about that?
I would like to hear.
I've heard. Tell them that story, Tony, real quick.
The Crockpot Keener story?
Yeah, the Crockpot. I know the Crockpot story.
So Mike Keener was your brother. Well, he still is. And but back in ECW, man, he used to travel. We were all broke when we all started out. So he used to bring a Crockpot on the road with him. He'd make fucking, cup of noodles and then ramen noodles. And he just cooked things in his Crockpot. So we called him Crockpot Keener.
In the hotel room. It's sitting right there next to the fridge.
Yeah, right in the hotel room. It's great.
He had his one hot plate and the Crockpot in the hotel room. He always made stuff in the hotel room. They were all out to like McDonald's getting food, Applebee's or whatever.
Yeah, he was pretty smart.
In the hotel room. Yeah.
That is smart.
Right. Good food shopping.
Why don't we not bring your Crockpot to shows?
Yeah, because you are a Crockpot.
That should be your brother's gimmick, man. He should just come out with the Crockpot still. If he was a worker, he could hit people over the head with it. But unfortunately, he's just a rep.
Yeah. And we're just podcast people.
Yeah, we're just podcast people. Okay. So we're like 15 minutes in already, and we haven't done the background. So you want to... Because
20 minutes, sorry.
HC Luke with his stupid question.
Congratulations, though.
Stupid question.
Yes.
Congratulations to HC Luke, though, the new Excite World Heavyweight Champion.
Yes.
Yeah, good for him. That's awesome.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Tony's coming to get you.
Nice looking belt, too.
Oh, yeah. It's a beautiful belt.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get this started. Let's talk about the beginning of your career, who trained you and all that.
So Dr. D. David Schultz is my trainer. Guy slapped the shit out of John Stoffel. Everybody knows him.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah.
To my trainer.
Really?
Oh, yeah, he was at Icons.
Yeah,
that's right, man. I wish I was there. I haven't seen Doc in, 28 years, 29 years. It'd be cool to see him. But, that's you, trainer. train me. You know, I got I train with Doc, and later on I train with Paul Roma also. I got some training from him, and you know, that's about it.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I always ask the question, what was the best advice they ever given?
The best advice?
Yes. Yeah, best advice.
Well, for Doc, I think was, you know, always protect yourself in the ring. He showed us how to protect ourselves, you know, because you might have guys that are inexperienced. You have guys that might really go out and, you know, they're looking to take your job and they might try to hurt you. So he always showed us how to, you know, take care of yourself, to how to, you know, if somebody, you know, started working you over in there, you could kind of come back and get control of the situation, you know. I kind of knew that stuff anyway because I did amateur wrestling, so I knew how to shoot in there, so it wasn't a huge deal for me. But it is one of the things he stressed back in his day. You know, guys would do stupid shit like that. It's not like that no more, but it used to be. Yeah.
Best advice Dave Keener ever gave me.
Don't be 12.
Don't be 12, yeah.
Don't be 12. 12 was pretty, I had a good time at 12, so I don't know.
Yeah, that was Corey Castle. Don't be 12.
So, so you were doing some stuff for WWE. The one match that got my opinion, like Fantasio guy?
Right.
Phantasmo? Yeah. The Spellbinder?
Yeah. But yeah, that was the only time he wrestled in WWE. It was against Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tony had first
match. Well, he might have had more. He might have wrestled more, but that was his only TV match, at least.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the only.
He did the B show.
Yeah. So Tony was the reverse. Like, he did, like, the Harry Potter thing, and then, boom, he disappeared.
Yeah, he had hair then, too.
Yeah. That was amazing.
You can't make nerdy Harry Potter references with me because I have no idea what the fuck you guys are talking about.
I don't know either, so...
Oh, all right.
But I'm just saying, magic was like magic. He disappeared.
Right. Yeah, and I appeared.
Like, then Mbappe, he's gone.
It's funny because that match, like every 5 years, it comes back up again and makes its rounds. It's pretty funny.
Oh, really? Okay. I'll be ready for next 5 years and bring it back.
Yeah, be ready for the next.
Write it back down.
Yeah. So how was it working for WWE?
It was awesome because, I mean, that's really where I first went to learn anything. You know, I had like one match before, you know, I told you Paul Roma helped me out. Well, that's where Paul kind of stepped in, and Paul got us working the WWE. So we kind of went right to it. So we had like one match, and right to WWE we went. And of course, he told us to lie and tell him we were over for a year. And we had one match under our belt. And we walk into that locker room, and it was pretty crazy in the beginning, you know, because it's all these dudes you saw on TV. I never saw any of these dudes before like that, you know. And it's a bit overwhelming, but I learned a lot there, man. It was really cool. I enjoyed my time there.
Was there anybody that you met when you were backstage when you first got there that really kind of made you step back and be like, whoa, what the hell am I doing here?
I think that was just kind of everybody at first, you know? So that it really was. Because, I mean, when I got the Macho Man was there, Undertaker's there, Ric Flair had just come back. Ric Flair was, I don't know if he was there right when I got there, but Raw just started. So, like, Raw just appeared. I started right before Raw started. And then, like, our second ever show was Raw in Manhattan Center.
Wasn't that 93?
93, yeah.
Yeah, somewhere. So we started in like late 92, and then our first one was Raw. That was our second TV matches.
How was it like Vince McMahon? How was he?
I mean, he was always very respectful backstage to everybody. I mean, if you went up to him, shook his hand, he shook your hand, everything like that. I never really spoke to him besides that. You know, it was never really any conversation. But when I came back in, and you might have asked me about this, but when I came back and did the when they started ECW back up, I had a lot of conversations with Vince. I had a lot of interaction. I can't say conversation, a lot of interaction with Vince. Yeah. So I can get on that later. But he was, I thought he was really cool. I mean, listen, Vince is a businessman. Vince is in there to make money. He wants his product to be good. I mean, I don't know so much anymore, but he wanted it to be good back then. from what I've heard from the boys, because, you know, I would hang out with a bunch of the guys and, you know, they interacted with that. That's when, you know, the click got hot and Vince was talking, you know, listening to those guys all the time. And that's who I hung out with. So, like, it was pretty cool hearing their stories about how Vince was, you know.
When you were doing everything, who was the agent?
You mean agents?
Yeah, agents.
So, you know, Tony Garea, Pat Patterson.
Wasn't Pritchard? Tom Pritchard?
Yeah, but Pritchard came in later, though. But, you know, I mean, those, you know, him and Pat were never really agents. I mean, they were, but they were Vince's secondhand guys, you know, the right-hand guys. So, I mean, so they were, but they weren't, you know. TJ Strongbow, Tony Garea, Rene Goulet, George Steele, Jack Mulligan, not Mulligan, Lanza, Jack Lanza, one of the Hepners. That was pretty much the agents at that point.
So I want to ask a question kind of to catch up the newer people. You really had a hell of a locker room when you're there. You've got people like Mr. Perfect, Bam Bam Bigelow. You hung out with the Click guys and stuff like that. Yeah. I want to hear about what was the after show like with those guys?
I mean, it was cool, but those guys, you know, we everybody basically just went out to the bar. You know, usually there's a hotel bar. They mostly went to the hotel bar. At least when I was there, you know, and I never saw anybody get too crazy, you know, everybody just drinking and stuff like that. So nothing too crazy. It all seemed pretty low key at that point, you know. Yeah, hell of a locker room though.
Yeah, I mean, it's a who's who of let's play, you know, some of the most fun wrestlers from the 90s.
Yeah.
Like, who did you wrestle like on TV in WWE? Because I'm still looking for stuff too.
I mean, there's just so everybody, man. The Rock, Undertaker, Shawn Diesel, Scott Hall, 1-2-3 Kid.
Didn't you do some stuff with Doink a little bit too?
What's that?
Didn't you do some stuff with Doink and Bam Bam and all them?
So WrestleMania 10 and 11, myself, Mike Bell, and Phil Apollo, we all played Doink, and we were all around the fan fest. We were doing the Duncan booth with the Doink and everything, and that was pretty cool, man. That was cool experiences to be part of both WrestleManias. It was very cool.
Running around Doink.
Yeah, not bad.
Who was the Doink at the time? Was it Matt Bourne?
Ray Apollo. Yeah, Matt was already gone. Okay. By the time that I know, or he was there, but maybe right at the tail end. Yeah, he got fired pretty quickly after I got there. It's a shame because he was fantastic at it.
Oh yeah, big time.
I mean, Ray's a great guy and all, and Ray was a good Doink, but not that evil clown. And you know, Matt was great.
That was the part I loved about Doink the Clown, was the evil Doink.
Yeah, it was great.
Well, it was great because he didn't play it like the Joker. Like, everybody now that wants to do an evil clown gimmick is just a ripoff of trying to be the Joker. So it was something that was new and innovative at the time.
Yeah, it was definitely different. It was a different type of clown. He was supposed to be a circus clown that could wrestle. You know, that's really what he was supposed to be.
Yeah, he's trying to scare the kids out there.
Yeah, but he wasn't scary looking too, like you said. You know, he just wrestled, you know, he was like a happy clown, but, evil.
So if we're talking history here, I want to know, because I don't think I've ever gotten this from you in other interviews that I've seen you do. What kind of drew you into wrestling? What was like the thing that kind of made you say, I got to actually do this?
Just the first time I ever saw it, I loved it, man. I just fell in love right away. I saw a magazine with Snook on the cover and his eyes were freaking bulging out of his head, probably from the cocaine, but
probably.
His eyes were bulging out of his head and his hair was freaking crazy. And he was with Captain Lou and, you know, he was a heel at that point in the mag, but it was such a great picture. You know, a friend of mine brought it in and I was like, holy shit, look at this guy. And I think from then I just went home and watched it and I instantly fell in love with pro wrestling.
Who were the guys that you fell in love with when you first started watching?
Well, I mean, I was a WWF guy. So, Hulk Hogan was awesome, you know, and then, but I loved Snook, you know, when these guys came in, they were all great, you know, Snooker, Morocco, Piper, Orndorff, you know, these guys were just great, man. They were great.
When I started watching wrestling, it was like Randy Savage, Bret Hart.
Yeah.
See, I remember waking up Saturday mornings, having breakfast. 10 o'clock was Challenge, 11 o'clock was Superstars on Fox. 9:05 in the morning was WCW Power Hour.
Yeah. WCW, which sucked. I only got WWF. I got AWA, which I don't know if it was current when I got it, and we got Glow. So that was it. Yeah.
I didn't find out about WCW till 91.
Yeah, same with me, because when we got cable, we got cable in like 88, and it was late 88. So by the time WCW came on that cable network, they already changed over from NWA to WCW. And at first, I'm like, WCW, what the hell is this? And I'm like, this is the NWA, you know, because I knew from magazines, you know, all the guys, but, you know, I didn't know what it was. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I definitely loved that time of time for wrestling. It was just such an amazing time. And I love talking to guys from the 90s because it was just a different era compared to where we are now. And that's why I wanted to know a little bit about, like, you know, what the after shows were like, because now it seems like every show you go to, everyone packs up and goes homes and play video games.
Oh, no. I mean, no, that didn't happen. Everybody went to the bar and hung out and that's what they did, you know.
The Holiday Inn.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, my God, the Holiday Inn stories.
It wasn't quite like the ECW after shows. I'm going to tell you that.
I went to quite a few of the ECW after shows.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You know what came up in my head earlier? Were you there for the mass transit incident?
No, way before on. But we were there for when Jack was going through the whole court hearings and all that stuff. So
right,
yeah,
that gotta be crazy right now.
Yeah, it was a crazy time, even when he was going through the court hearings, because we didn't know. You know, we didn't know if he was gonna, you know,
what was gonna happen. Time,
and we had a program going with him, so you know, we didn't know what was gonna go on.
So talking about this whole mass transit thing, the thing that just going around right now, Hannibal, when he was stabbing the referee recently.
He's an asshole.
So, well, I mean, if you go back, I forget what the spot was. There was an indie show where Jack was on, and some guy screwed up the spot, and Jack brought out the knife, and I think he stabbed the guy 5 times or something like that outside the ring. Can't remember that. Do you remember that, Mike?
Oh, no. I just had commentary on the Hannibal thing because I just talked to someone who was...
So, the whole thing... I mean, I know we screw up. Yeah, I know what goes on, but I think that's taking it a little far.
Well, here, I'm going to add another layer to the Hannibal thing. Is Del Toro was personally hired by Hannibal to be at that show.
So that was his personal ref.
That was his personal ref, and it was supposed to be 1-2 gigs, make it look bad, but it was, he just kind of went off. Because he actually had to have transfusions and stuff because he nicked an artery.
Yeah, the ref lost movement because he nicked an artery.
That guy definitely took advantage. He's a fucking asshole. That's not what you do to people out there. You know, people are trusting you with their bodies. You don't take advantage like that. Yeah. So he went too far, that guy.
Yeah, that's what's wrong with wrestling. Like, when you go too far, it's supposed to be a show for us fans, going overboard, stabbing somebody.
Well, and my question is apparently Hannibal has this reputation of messing people up in the ring. Have you ever been in a situation like that where you've been in the ring with someone, they go off script, and now you're just trying to drag it back to where I'm trying to get out of here safely and just...
No, and not like that. I mean, even if somebody stiffed you for something, not like that, man. That's just, this guy's an asshole. And now here's what I don't get on the ref's part. Once I got stabbed once, I'm getting the fuck out of there. I'm not staying there for more.
The video, he was like clutching him and making him stay there.
I heard this Hannibal's a big guy, I guess, too, right?
Yeah.
And they were saying that this is the first time he was wearing a mask and he couldn't see. But why would you keep on stabbing the...
Nah, bullshit.
Nah, if there's not criminal charges filed, I'll be shocked.
Yeah, bullshit.
Fuck Hannibal.
Fuck the Hannibal.
Like Kermit said, moving right along.
Oh, yes, let's do that.
Great radio.
Oh, we're ready for this one. Table of five.
Table of five. So this is a mainstay question right here on the podcast. It's a table of five. You are the fifth person, okay? And there's 4 other people that are going to be at the table with you. So should we do a theme with this?
We need to do a theme to this.
What should the theme be?
Not his boys. Not his boys.
So none of the Baldies can be included in that table of five.
Yes. Put 4 other...
None of the Carnage Crew.
Right.
Nobody in the Carnage Crew. Nobody in the Baldies.
So which means Loke's out. PJ's out.
Mike's out.
Masada's out.
Your brother's out. Crockpot.
Crockpot's out. He's just a ref.
So it has to be... Let's do ECW guys besides the Baldies and all that. Because we know that's who's going to be at the table if they weren't.
Probably.
You know what I mean? So let's do ECW...
Other than the Baldies.
Yes.
So, guys that I like, that's where we're at.
Right, there we go. Yeah, other than Angel, PN, Vito,
Then Loke. You can sit down and, like, chat with all day. Not all day.
So, well, me and I loved RVD, but we chatted, but we did some other shit together, too.
That's okay.
Oh, trust me. He was at the one con, he walked on, he was like, hey, man, where am I going?
Yeah, so I would put RVD in there. I'd probably put Chris Chetty in there. I love Chris Chetty. Maybe Jerry Lynn.
Okay. Love Jerry Lynn.
Yeah, Jerry's a good dude, too. And Big Sal. Big Sal was a good dude, too, man.
Oh, dude.
You're going to tell him the story about Sal 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so I was walking by, and I looked down. And
I mean, it was big enough.
And it said, Little Greedo.
What, Sal's hand or Dave's ass?
Oh, this is his rib. Okay, it says...
He didn't hear you at all, Tony.
So Big Sal put down, no showed, Little Greedo, $5, faking autograph. And I'm looking over, there's Little Greedo sitting, standing there, and like chatting, and I'm like, oh, you no showed. He goes, huh? He looks down, and he goes, God damn, Big Sal. And then you see Big Sal just writing something out, saying, Dave's not here, blah, blah, blah. What was it?
No, Ho-Ho Loon was next to him, and he wrote something and put it on Ho-Ho Loon's...
Oh,
promos.
Yeah, say stuff like
that. Something like that. Sal was just ribbing the whole time. Yeah. I'm like,
that's good. That sounds like Sal.
Yeah.
He said something. Don't call me Dave, but call me Dave. And
right.
He wrote that down, and it was just funny. And
yeah.
So little Greedo was like, hey, let's take a picture of this and tell everybody I was here because I took a picture of the whole.
Because a lot of people no-showed that day.
Oh yeah.
You know, I gotta add Spike Dudley into that, dude. Spike was a great dude. Yeah, also.
You know who's really cool to talk to?
I'm making my table bigger. I'm putting another chair at my fucking table.
It's okay.
Willie was cool to talk to back then.
Yeah.
Chili Willie. Yeah, Chili Willie was a cool dude.
Yeah, I talked to him a while back. He's cool. Yeah. But I have a Jerry Lynn story. So I was working repping Carino's company called 3KW Up Trooper.
Yeah.
And brought Jerry Lynn in, and I'm sitting there, and I'm just relaxing, having some drink. Jerry Lynn sits next to me, taps and goes, oh, how long have you been doing this? And, like, literally, in between matches, me and Jerry Lynn were talking, and then all of a sudden, half the locker room just starts sitting around as we're all talking to Jerry Lynn, and it was just really cool to have a nice conversation with Jerry Lynn. Very nice guy. Awesome guy.
Jerry's a great dude, and he's so knowledgeable, man. He's the first guy they put me on TV with in ECW, and we had a good fucking match.
I remember, and not a lot of people remember this, I remember him when he wore the mask.
Yeah,
Mysterious JL. Nobody remembers the Mysterious JL from WWE? Nope.
Mr. JL.
As he's making fun of everybody for not remembering the gimmick.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, it's almost as bad as Al Snow doing Avatar.
Yeah, what do you think, his fan? Asmo's magic? Everybody's magic now? Come on.
Poof. I'm gone.
Come on.
He's like all fucked up. He's like asking me, can you edit this? He's writing it down on my paper right now. Can you edit that part?
Yeah, can you edit my fuck up, please?
In between this time, can you just edit this fuck up, please?
Nope.
Edit my fuck
up. Don't be a crockpot.
And don't put any of this shit in there either.
Don't be a crockpot. Your brother's going to listen to this. He's going to be sending you messages like crazy and going.
Oh, no. I promise you the first show that we go to that your brother's there, I'm going to call him Crockpot. I'm just going to put my hand out. Hey, Crockpot, I'm Mike.
Like, Tony told me to call you Crockpot.
All good. Yeah, he knows. Just don't say he's just a ref. That's when he gets angry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, here's what got on my nerves. So there's a guy up in North Jersey, and I really don't care if he hears this or not.
Charlie.
So the guy's name is Charles Del Rucci. He runs Titan Championship Wrestling out of North Jersey. And
we were at Stan Styles on one of his shows.
Right. And we walked by him, and he goes, oh, it's just a couple podcast guys. Look at him like, motherfucker, I've been repping for almost 20 years now doing independent, right. You know, and I'm just a podcast guy.
I was the more person pissed off about it. I kept on saying it everywhere I went.
Yeah.
I walked by him and like, hey, we're just podcast guys. Hi.
Just podcast guys. Yeah.
We can totally say so much stuff about Titan, but we don't.
Because one of my best friends is the ring announcer.
You know what I mean? Like, we could do so much and talking crap on social media.
It's not worth it.
I've got nothing to say for it.
But we're just podcast.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
No, I'm not worth doing the bullshit for somebody, you know?
Yeah.
I'm here to have fun.
Really care? What does it really matter, to be honest? What does it really matter what this guy says?
It doesn't
matter. It's all bullshit to me.
They can all talk shit about me if they want. I don't care.
We're gonna sneak in somehow.
I mean, especially because since you're a whole foot taller than Luke.
Oh, ooh. Yeah.
Are you saying HC Luke is still sending you messages?
No, I'm promoting our stuff while we're talking to Tony.
Man, he's a midget.
Let's move on right into the Extreme Championship Wrestling.
Are we going Extreme or are we going Eastern?
No, I was never in Eastern.
So here's my argument today. Some idiot, some moron, some mark, some fan. I don't really care what you call him.
Billy.
Yeah, it could be Billy. Writes a post on Facebook saying that ECW was never any real wrestling. It was just deathmatch stuff, blah, 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 blah.
He's a promoter.
Is he?
Yeah, he was a promoter and he did something, Angelo something.
Really? Because he doesn't know shit about wrestling if he's a promoter.
I would say that's bullshit because, I mean, we all know ECW was not deathmatch wrestling, number one. Were there some matches that were like that? Yeah, I guess so. Like the Axels when they wrestled each other in the tape fist matches. And, you know, that earlier ECW was a little bit geared differently that way. But they were never death matches per se, you know?
No.
I mean, and then by the time I got there, there were so many good workers there. And then even before me, when Eddie Guerrero and
Malenko, yeah.
Rey Mysterio and
Psychosis.
You know, I mean, come on. Yeah, I mean, listen, there were so many good workers at that time. And then, like I said, when I was there, you had Lance Storm, you had RVD, you had friggin' Balls Mahoney, who could work his balls off, no pun intended.
For being as big as he was.
Oh, no, just for being a wrestler. He was great. Right. He was just a good fucking worker, man.
Yeah, I remember him as Frankie Mountain when he was doing Boo Bradley.
Yeah.
So I just sent you the message. I took a picture of it, and I sent it over to you if you want to look at it. But
do you remember when Balls did Boo Bradley?
I knew he did Boo Bradley, mm-hmm. but I don't
remember. Before your time, Mike?
Probably before my time. I'm a young 40.
Yeah, I'm 41.
You're a young 40?
Yeah. Tony's a short 53.
I'm only 50. I'm not even 50 yet.
I'm like ribbing him left and right. I can't wait for him to come up here and give you.
No. That's not the best rib. The best rib was we bring Tony up for the con for Hamburg and get in the car, and my girlfriend's son's with us, and he goes, "Look at you, you little cocksucker. You got any weed?" I'm like, motherfucker.
Well, because you look like a pothead, you know, and I need to smoke.
And mind you, it was 1:30, almost 2:00 in the morning.
Oh my gosh, I was ready to fall asleep. Yeah. I was.
And
tired.
Then we went to that shitty diner.
And that had to be up 3 hours later to go on the road.
Yeah.
Every single diner was closed
except for the shitty one.
Yeah, except for that shitty one.
And then
whose boyfriend walked by us and was like, "Hey, that's my girlfriend. Can you tip her good, please?"
No, can you give her?
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, that was fucking weird.
No, he said something.
Not hot. Not hot. Then.
No, he goes, "Can you give her a good review?" And she did everything wrong.
Yeah, she sucked. And the scrapple sucked, and, you know.
Yeah. So let's move on. Let's go. Let's talk about ECW.
Let's go.
Edit.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So let's go into ECW. And how did you get into ECW? I know, like, did Paul Heyman sit down with you and say, "Hey, this is an idea to get..."
No. So, you know, I was friends with Just Incredible, PJ Polacco. Yeah. And, you know, PJ was there at the time, you know, he was just starting out. And, you know, I knew a lot of the guys. I knew Candido, I knew Dreamer, I knew Balls, you know, I knew almost so many of the guys there. And I just started going to the shows. You know, I started showing up. I started doing the workouts in the ring beforehand, as you guys might have heard. You know, they always had workouts before the shows back then. And guys were getting the ring and just work. And I started coming in the ring and I started doing that. And, you know, they kind of just started taking notice of me. You know, I was much heavier when I started going, and I lost a ton of weight. And they noticed that. And they decided to give me a shot, you know. And that was really what happened. Yeah.
What was the first date when you started in ECW?
Well, I started there in late December of 98. Okay. So my first match was not until the next year. So I think my first match was against Nova. Ooh. So on a house show.
Okay.
So that was pretty fun.
Going back to that 90s crew in Wildwood.
Yeah.
Nova was there.
Because, like, I want to get the whole timeline together and all that. And, like, ECW was the first ECW show I ever saw live was the Pitbulls versus the Rock, and whoever lost had to break up.
Were you there for any of the live shows, Mike?
I just missed the live shows.
My first ECW live show was in 1994. It was the night the line was crossed.
That was a great show, too.
Where Arn Anderson came in and Bobby Eaton came in, and it was a phenomenal show.
That sounds awesome.
It was a great show.
No, my...
My very first ECW arena show was when Fat Frank was running there, and he'd get like 50 people, and you have the Hit Squad like destroying people.
Was that when Liberty was running there?
No. Fat Frank was running the arena?
He ran the arena, because I remember, here's the timeline of when he ran the arena. It was when Jerry Lawler and the Cat got fired, because I saw Jerry Lawler and the Cat with Fat Frank, and there were maybe 100 people in the audience.
Wow. Frank shows. His first ever shows, but they were in Bayonne back at that time. They were in that abandoned supermarket that it ran, and that was a cool little building.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was a cool building. I was there for a few of his shows there, too. Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay. Yeah. I'm thinking of a different Frank then.
You were there when ECW closed down, right?
Yes.
How was it like getting told that you guys are done?
I mean, we weren't told we were done until much later on. Dreamer called everybody up and said, "Yeah, we're done." So it sucked. I mean, we all knew it was most likely done. It's kind of like what Ring of Honor is going through at this moment. You know, like Ring of Honor says they're not done, they're coming back, but it was the same kind of scenario. You know, we did that last show in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, and everything was in limbo, kind of like Ring of Honor right now. And that was it, man. Dreamer called everybody and and said, we're done.
Wow.
That sucked, man. Yeah, it was terrible.
It sounds so horrible when somebody says, we're done.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I worked so hard to live my dream and to you know, work full-time as a professional wrestler, and I achieved that goal, and the company I'm working for goes out of business.
It's not fun when you lose jobs. And,
no.
Yeah, I just recently lost mine, so it's yay.
But you're making more money Ubering, so.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, but you're working at what? Domino's or something, Dave? It's no big deal. You go to Pizza Hut.
I will never work at a retail store. Next time you come up here.
Welcome to Walmart. Get your shit and get out.
Next time we come up
welcome
here.
Welcome to Walmart. I'm Dave, and this is Dave, my brother Dave.
No, I could see Dave. Do you ever see the movie Idiocracy? You're the guy. Hi, welcome to Costco. I love you.
I love you.
Next time you come up here, we got to hang out. We'll take you to a pizza place in Delaware. That's really good. Necro Butcher.
I would like that. I would like good pizza, and I would real like pizza. Tony Luke's cheesesteak that you guys fucked me on.
That wasn't me. That was Dave. I didn't.
One of you Daves fucked me. That's all.
Yeah, it's always a king.
Yeah, it's always a Dave.
Yeah. Hey.
I never even got pizza when we were up there. We had a shitty diner. And
didn't even get to sleep.
We went to a Cracker Barrel too, didn't we? Yeah. Cracker Barrel.
No beer.
Oh my gosh, that Cracker Barrel was horrible.
That waitress loved
you, but hey.
I mean, all that food was horrible up there.
Well, yeah, Cracker Barrel's Cracker Barrel at least.
Yeah, I mean, the crack is in the Cracker Barrel, so.
But they really do sell beer at Cracker Barrel now. Just
yeah, down there.
One. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the ones in Florida.
Hey, Wawa in Pennsylvania sells beer.
I got enough beer upstairs. I'm good.
Okay. Dave's just weird.
I still got plenty of beer left over from New Year's.
Yeah, no, I don't drink. If I drink, it's like giving Mogwai food after midnight. It just isn't good.
Mogwai.
Something's going to turn out green and I'm going to be apologizing to someone.
I don't remember eating that.
Okay, pet peeves in the business. I know Dave is a pet peeve.
So,
you're my pet peeve.
Tuck your shirt and wear your black shoes.
So do you have any pet peeves that gets on your nerves when you're watching a match? I know a lot of that hamburger.
Yeah, that
match.
Hamburger show. Tony's like, this is shit. Let's leave.
Tell me what I was bitching about. I can't stand the guys shooting somebody off by the back of their head. I can't fucking stand that. I can't stand the Mexican step aside thing. I hate it. And I can't stand no selling.
Yeah.
I watched a kid in ACPW hit the top of the metal post.
Mm-hmm.
And then he wobbles and he still wins the match.
No, that goes back to Austin Aries a couple months ago. Austin Aries and TNA, he took the fall, gets right back up 3 seconds later and walks out the back and gives up Don Callis the middle finger.
That was like 2 years ago.
But
was that 2 years ago?
Yeah, but he was done, right? He wasn't coming back. No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, to me, like in the old days, you just did the job and you left. You did professional.
Give me my, pin me, pay me, and see you later, like Alistair said.
I'll keep going.
Yeah, I like Austin Aries, but I know he gets a lot of heat, that kid.
Yeah, I like Austin. Awesome, he's a good guy.
He's the only reason because he's an Aries. I'm an Aries. He's an Aries. We have the same birthday. So I'm exactly like him. I will get up and leave.
But if you ask him who Austin Starr is, he'll tell you I have no clue who that guy is.
I don't know who that is either.
Austin Starr was his original gimmick.
That was TNA's gimmick.
Yeah, before Ring of Honor.
Yeah, it was in between. He was in Ring of Honor and then he came.
It was when him and Chris were teaming up back then.
It was just a horrible story.
Yeah.
Okay,
are we talking about Austin Aries or me? Who the fuck are we talking about here?
I don't know. Gosh.
Austin Aries went by the name Austin Starr.
Talking about Tony or are we
Tony.
Yes, we're talking.
That's a fucking question.
Tony spent more time putting people over on this podcast.
I can hang up. You guys can have a love affair with Austin if you want. I mean, I don't know.
There's a lot of editing because of Dave wants to bring up Austin Aries.
Yeah.
We got the premier Tony DeVito one.
That's his
new nickname right there, the premier.
The premier. That's right.
It sounds great, doesn't it?
It sounds tall.
Yeah, it does sound tall.
Sounds taller than Luke, I know that.
Taller than Luke. Oh,
that's it. That's the name now. It's Tony. I'm taller than Luke DeVito.
Yeah,
dude, you need to do that in a promo.
That is the new promo. next time we get them two together in the same room, I'll get Dave Adams with the mic and we'll cut the
promo. Yep, we're gonna bring you up for IWA. Go ahead. Ready?
You want to hit that button real quick right there with the music? Okay. No, hit the music. No, not that one. The other one. No. Hit the music. Yeah, I laughed too if I looked like you, but still.
Welcome!
You got a face for radio. Hit the music. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is season 3, and it is now time for the 5 questions of doom. Question number 1.
So we play a game on this show.
We play a lot of games.
Hide the salami.
No. That's a completely different person, like hiding the pickle. Okay. Jim Molina. They told us that story.
Oh, that story. Rob, fine.
Edit.
Okay, number 1. Cats or dogs?
Cats or dogs? Dogs. I have a dog.
He's a cat person.
Yeah.
And he throws his cat. He throws his cats against the wall.
I mean, when I'm ordering Chinese, so.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
Dude, Betty White will never like that. You're horrible.
I mean, Keith Richards now outlasted Betty White. That's saying something.
Cracked stays on.
You know? My God.
Okay, question number 2.
Question number 2.
Childhood idol.
Childhood idol.
Oh, man. I mean, I got to go with this guy, Ron Lachine. He's a motocross racer.
Okay.
I thought he was going to say Austin.
Shut up.
Ron Lachine.
He wants to keep on talking about other people besides Tony DeVito.
I mean, Austin Idol was a great wrestler back then. Come on.
Okay. Question number
3.
Three.
Question number 3. Go ahead.
3.
Try it.
If you can live in a decade, what decade would it be?
Man, the 80s were awesome. It was awesome.
I still listen to 80s music all freaking day.
Yeah, I mean, you know, hair bands and, you know, classic rock. I mean, the 80s were great.
Karate Kid.
Yeah, Back Breakfast to the Future. Club.
Back to the Future.
See, he brings up a Gremlins. Chick flick. Ain't that crazy?
Breakfast Club.
Chick flick.
How's that a chick flick? And an amazing soundtrack.
Yeah, it's a good movie, though.
It's a good movie.
Breakfast Club is great. Now, if he said Pretty in Pink, it might be that's chick flick.
I mean, St. Elmo's Fire.
Nah, I wasn't into that one. Better off.
Weird Science.
I mean, Greatest American Hero.
Porky's. I mean, Porky's.
Porky's Meatballs. Ghostbusters. Come on.
Ghostbusters.
Okay, favorite
Lost
number?
Boys.
Lost Boys.
Lost Boys, yes. Question number 4. Favorite pizza top edible?
Pineapples.
What? You should be fucking thrown in jail for that answer. Pineapples. I mean, either to me, plain is great, but pepperoni's great, and black olive. Pepperoni, black olive. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I always do mushrooms and onions.
I do with meat lovers.
Meat lovers.
Question number 5.
You're breaking up.
There we go. Question number 5.
Heathcliff or Garfield?
Heathcliff or Garfield?
Garfield.
Garfield. He's your friend.
Yeah.
And that was the 5 questions.
The 5 questions of doom.
Doom, they were a pretty good tag team.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, I like Doom.
Doom was an awesome tag team. We see one of them all the time.
Yeah, Ron, pretty freaking cool. But you can't see the other one because he's passed on. Moving right along.
Okay. See, I'm a big fan of ribs. So I like rib stories and messing with people like Dave right here.
Like the Gangrel story.
The Gangrel sleeping in the back of the car, yes. And I bet your brother's laughing at you for that one.
Probably.
So do you have any stories like ribs and pranks? And
not really. I mean, all the guys I hung out with, there was really no ribbing going on. You know, I don't know. We just didn't do that much in ECW. There were guys that were really into that stuff, but I don't really have stories about that. I've never been ribbed that bad.
Keener has. I do it every day to him.
Sorry.
3 o'clock in the morning, knocking on his door.
And that's when you get shot.
You don't have to.
Right. Yeah, there's no real rib stories, though, you know?
Oh, my gosh. Me ask questions. Okay. I was hoping my podcast host.
What? So here's my question. So we see fans that are now fans of, like, the deathmatch stuff. My whole thing is, growing up, there was a buildup to get to that match, you know? So the question is, do you believe that buildup should still be there? Because a lot of these people aren't doing the build-ups anymore.
There's no build-ups for anything anymore. There's no build-up for deathmatch wrestling. There's no build-ups for normal wrestling. They don't build up anything anymore. I mean, we watch AEW, and yeah, I mean, there's some decent matches on there, and you know, guys working good together, but then there's no build-up. They're just thrown into a main event together.
How did we get here?
Yeah, even on WWE, it's just thrown together. There's no build-up anymore. Back in the 80s, look at the build-up to a pay-per-view. It's fucking 3-4 months long.
Yeah.
Ain't none of that no more.
Shawn and Razor. How much of the build-up to that ladder match?
Right.
That was like 6 months to that ladder match.
I was literally thinking about that on the drive over here. Like, I'm thinking about, like, all the amazing people that they've brought into AEW and how quickly they burn through all of the matches for them because they just throw everyone together.
Because
they just throw them all. And they're good matches, you know, but there's no storyline behind it. I mean, if you ever listen to, like, Bruce Pritchard talk about how, you know, they used to book back in the day, they go to Vince's house, him, Pat, Pat and Vince, and they'd sit by the pool, and they go, here's the finish line. This is what we want at WrestleMania. So let's book backwards. Yeah. Nobody does that. Yeah. None of them do that.
Like, what's going on in wrestling? Like, AEW is giving free pay-per-view matches, like in Hangman versus Bryant, and boom, like, that could have been Raw on pay-per-view.
Instead of opening with it on Dark or something like that.
But who's buying pay-per-view anymore?
Well, that's actually worked into their contract, though. I know their contract with Turner has something where they have to have X amount of major network shows a year. And so for stuff for, like, Winter's Coming, they have to have that main event match.
Yeah, pay-per-view don't even matter anymore. You know, WWE's pay-per-views, they're really non-existent. It's not pay-per-view per se anymore.
Well, even AEW, they celebrate that they hit like 150,000 buys. That isn't what pay-per-view was back in the early 2000s, where they were hoping to get a million plus buys on stuff. Like, it's a different system.
Yeah, it's a different time. It's a different everything. I mean, I'd rather be on TNT than on the pay-per-view. More people are going to see TNT.
But still, just to burn through all those amazing matches so quickly just doesn't make any sense.
But that's what wrestling has become, though. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, you hear Jim Cornette bitching about it. You know, there's no storylines. There's no this. He's right. It's just matches. You know, it's just matches. And that's what wrestling has become. Let's put this match together, and these guys are going to have a great match. It's going to be great. Yeah, it is great, but there's no buildup. There's besides the fans watching a good match, what's the reason for it? There is none.
Right. Let's do two more questions, and let's end the show.
Okay. Sounds good.
What do you got? What are you thinking? Geek? Yeah, why not? Do you ever have a geek out moment?
Like, towards a wrestler, or?
Just in general.
Anybody you've seen, like, actor or whatever.
I mean, I remember I was at the night where Dusty worked Carino in the bull rope match, and I'm talking to Carino for a minute, and Dusty walks up and he goes, "We gonna go over?" I'm like, "I'm leaving now. I'll see you."
He tells us story.
I mean, I guess when I first saw Ric Flair, that was kind of cool. Even though I didn't have NWA, like I said, I didn't have access to it. It was still pretty cool because I knew who he was, you know. So that was kind of cool. I mean, Savage. But then even people outside of the business, you know, I met like Jenny McCarthy and Pam Anderson. That was really cool just because they were fucking hot, you know. And I mean,
at least Jenny McCarthy still is.
Yeah, and I've met so many of those stars just from being at those WrestleManias, like Little Richard and... I can't remember half the people that were at these. I met a bunch of them. Football players. Nobody really starstrucks me like that, but I met Howard Stern at Scores one time. I guess because I was a big fan, that was cool. I don't really get starstruck though.
What about a geek out moment when you're performing? Like, you're talking about those WrestleManias and stuff like that. Did you ever like stop or have that second while you're performing and you're just like, holy hell, what the hell am I going to need to do?
Well, so myself and Mike Bell, I told you we were doing the doink stuff at WrestleMania 10. So I guess this is pretty cool because it was the night before the ladder match, and it was me and Mike, and we're in the room with Scott and Sean, and they're talking their match over, and we're just sitting there listening to that match, and we just got smiles as big as friggin', you know, across our whole face because we're listening to them talk their match out that they ended up doing, and it's iconic.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty cool moment, I would say.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Let's end up on a road trip, road story. Any stories that you can tell?
I could probably tell both of these, and they both include the Sandman, which he used to be at my table too, by the way. I love that motherfucker. But we rented a car. We went to a show, and I've told this story before, but it's great. But we rented cars, and it was myself and PJ and Mikey Whipwreck and Sandman. And somehow we rented a car, and Sandman rented a car. So we're like, oh shit, we need to bring one of these. So it's after the show, airport, you know, it's closed. At that point, it was just, you know, rent a car closed. But he's like, I'm just going to drop it off and we'll leave.
Yeah.
So we go to in the airport, and you know, they got those spike strips where you can't drive in or out or whichever way those spikes are going, they'll pop your tires. So actually, you know, Sandman's like, all right, I gotta drive over this thing. I was like, dude, you can't drive over that. You drive over that, you're gonna pop all your tires. And he goes, no, as soon as I go over it, the spikes will go down. I go, no, as soon as you go over that, those spikes are gonna pop your tires. So he said, fuck that, and he just took off, and he went over those spikes, and he popped popped every tire on that fucking car and just stood there. And we were all in the other car. And he just looks out the window and he goes, "Fuck!" And he left the car right there. And that was it, man. He left the car, got in the car, and we left. So that was that story. But another one is with Sam. And we're doing an indie show. And I guess it's no secret that, you know, he has dabbled with maybe cocaine. And the night before, he must have been dabbling pretty hard because he picked his fucking nose and he took out the biggest booger I've ever seen. And I swear to God, I had $50 of cocaine in there with the booger. Oh. And we found one of them little cases, those little plastic cases that you can put like fake jewelry in. It was like a little case. And somehow we found this little case and we put that booger in there and we showed that fucking thing off to everyone that walked in the door that day. And it was pretty good.
Hit
it.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. And this has been the 2300 Wrestling Podcast. I'm Dave Keener alongside DB Richards. And we'll see you in the ring. And ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking to ECW original Tony DeVito. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking to Tony. I'm taller than HC Loke DeVito, right. ECW original. I would like to thank Mike, the guy over there. No, well, he's the guy over there now.
Okay, the guy over there.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
You're welcome. DB Richards, Tony DeVito, this is the 23rd Wrestling Podcast, and we'll see you in the ring.
We just did that. Why are you doing it again?
This is Tony DeVito, the tallest member of the Carnage crew by far, and the Shawn Michaels of the Baldies and the Carnage crew, and you're listening to the 2300 Podcast. I'm only doing this because they paid me a lot of money.